This is Fresh Air. In the 1960s, five young guys from California mixed the music and the language of a local water sport and hooked teenagers all across the country on songs like Surfin' USA, Surfin' Safari, and Surfer Girl. They were, of course, the Beach Boys. Brian Wilson was the Beach Boy most responsible for their unique sound. Now, after splitting from the group and weathering hard times, Brian Wilson has emerged, and not without controversy, with his first solo album. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
I was lying in my room and the news came on TV.
On its most immediate level, Brian Wilson's new solo album is charming, sweet, funny, and sometimes exciting. The best Beach Boys album since The Beach Boys Love You, an all-but-forgotten record that came out in 1977. But of course, this isn't a Beach Boys album at all. It's been created by the man who wrote and produced the finest music that group ever recorded. The Beach Boys have existed without Brian Wilson for some time now. Brian has had some widely publicized emotional and drug-related problems, but he's well rid of the Beach Boys, who these days are led as a concert act by Mike Love. Mike Love sings off-key, gives perfunctory performances, and toadies eagerly to Reagan administration figures. Mike Love has given the Beach Boys a tawdry, cynical veneer, and with the consent of the rest of the group save for Brian, he's turned a once vital music act into a bad but profitable joke. By contrast, Brian Wilson has almost miraculously managed to maintain much of the innocence and exuberance that characterized the Beach Boys' most attractive early music.
On a Monday morning, you see him all there.
This album offers an atmosphere that is far less lush than the most esteemed Beach Boys records, such as Pet Sounds and Sunflower. Like its creator, this solo album is thinner, more brittle. Where the Beach Boys' harmonies used to surge with strength, Brian's voice cracks and wobbles, and he overdubs more cracks and wobbles to make it into a style. The synthesizers that take the place of real musicians on most of the cuts also give the music a wispy, ethereal air.
There's so many dreams to dream of. Why not dream about my And even though I can't be with her, I still have my fantasy. Fantasy, whoa. I think I might take a chance on love again. Oh, on love again. Love again. I wonder, why has it taken so long? I wonder.
This frayed voice jibes with the current public image Brian Wilson is promoting. The story being pushed in a fresh round of interviews is that Brian has become a functioning human being again with the aid of Dr. Eugene Landy, who practices a kind of round-the-clock 24-hour therapy. Some people point to the fact that Landy gets a songwriting credit on 5 of this album's 11 cuts as a sign that he might be exploiting his exceptionally close relationship with Wilson. At the very least, Brian has become excruciatingly self-conscious. And where he used to write songs about the wonders of the solar system and the mysteries of Johnny Carson, he now just wants us to know that he's okay and you're okay.
It fills me with desire, and all my troubles disappear.
bottom line is that Brian Wilson is now a multimedia package. There's the record, a commercial product that its author hopes will reestablish his position in the marketplace. But there's also the Dr. Landy story, the publicity angle. There's undoubtedly an extent to which people who are interested in Brian Wilson will buy this record out of curiosity or sympathy. It's impossible to separate this music from its odd context, which mixes cynicism with the sort of upbeat redemption story we've become familiar with through tales of other celebrities freshly put on the wagon. To me, this drains off some of the pleasure that might be taken in this album and gives the studied simplicity of its music a pathetic, uneasy feeling. Brian Wilson is back, but he's not really giving off good vibrations.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer. This is Fresh Air.